So in back in Georgia, were you around any black families at all?
Yes, I was. And you know, even as a young child, I noticed the discrimination. For example, we had a handyman named James who always, when he came, had to come in the back door. And when he ate, it was always after our meal. He ate by himself. And I can actually, he sort of like got the leftovers. And I can remember as a child, I thought, why is this? It's not right. So I think I was a very sensitive child to racism and discrimination, and wondered why that was as it was. And I wanted to leave, I wanted to get away from that environment. So after I became an adult, went to school in Florida, and then married and moved to Texas. And this is bad an environment for racism and such as the one I grew up in. But anyway, my parents loved James, and all of our my dad had turnip farmers. He owned a lot of land, and they had turnip little houses. The land had little houses. We had three or four tenant families who lived on our land, and I knew all of them and loved all of them, and worked alongside them when they would come to the house. So I grew up being very, very close to the Black Americans that lived around me, and wondering why they were treated differently. I always wondered. And I thought it was wrong.
So even as a child, you were aware or questioning I guess this treatment towards African
I
Americans at the
was.
time.
Yeah, I was.
How did it make you feel seeing, like, for example, James, maybe not being treated as maybe like a first-class citizens or the same as white people?
Well, I was sensitive to it. And I don't remember whether I discussed it with my mom and dad, but if I had, they would say, oh, well, you know, this is just how it is. We love James, but, you know, this is how it is and how it's always been, and that's how he wants it. So they didn't, I don't think my parents realized they were being discriminatory. It was just the way things were in the South.